If you're an employer and you outsource your payroll, then watch out. My name's Jim Wade. I'm a tax attorney here in Maine. And in this episode of Tax Resolution Talk, I'm going to be giving you the scoop on what's your responsibility for unpaid payroll taxes if you have a payroll service provider. If you're not sure what a payroll service provider is, that's basically a company that helps employers meet their employment tax obligations by filing payroll tax returns, depositing payroll tax money with the IRS or State Department of Revenue, and even providing payroll deposits to your employees, as well as creating pay stubs. That's a payroll service provider in a nutshell. For many employers, they think that if they outsource their payroll, it sort of shucks off the responsibility for dealing with your payroll taxes. Wrong answer. In only one circumstance that I know of, can you completely remove yourself from liability if you outsource your payroll. And for many companies, it really doesn't apply. These are those employer organizations that sort of own your employees for you, sort of outsource your employment. But for many people, you're an employer, you sort of give it off to a third party, and they just handle the filing of the returns for you, paying the taxes, and taking care of the deposits. Responsibility in those cases still lies with you. Think of it this way, because I know you're thinking this is unfair, that if I outsource my payroll and something happens where a return isn't filed or tax deposits are stolen by the company or misused, I shouldn't be responsible. Think of it this way. If you're a parent and you have children, if you tell your child to take out the garbage and he decides to get his brother or sister to do it and says, I promise to pay them $25, and they never do it, is that child going to be able to tell you, well, hey, I told them to do it. I even paid them. No, you're going to say it was your responsibility. You need to go do it. You may have another conversation with your other child to say you need to keep your promises, but that's neither here nor there. The responsibility is yours. It's like when I was in the service, my non-commissioned officers, my NCOs in the Marines always said, you can delegate authority, but you can never delegate responsibility. Essentially meaning you can tell someone else to do it, but if it doesn't get done, you're on the hook if I told you to do it. Same here. Now, what makes this really problematic is if you make a promise to take out the garbage, you know, all you do is take out the garbage. But with payroll taxes, it's a bird of a different feather. If your payroll company that you outsource this to doesn't make those deposits or doesn't file those returns, you are on the hook for getting that done, as well as paying any taxes, interest, or penalties that are due on any unpaid taxes. Now, you may say, well, it's not my fault that didn't get done. Guess what? It's your responsibility. You need to ensure it happens. Now, I'm going to give you some things here that will help you meet your obligations, but just understand, you can't shuck off this responsibility. If you have a third-party payroll provider, then you need to make sure they're doing what they're saying they're doing. So here's three things you can do to make sure that that happens. First, the IRS has electronic fund processing. It's called EFTPS. Even though you have a third-party payroll sort of service, you can still get visibility of those deposits through EFTPS. You sign up for an account, make sure it's set up appropriately for your company, and then you can see when those deposits come in and for how much, so that you can confirm that if a payroll tax return was provided to you, that, hey, those deposits were made on the dates that they said that they were made. Two, you need to make sure that the address of record is your business's address and not the address of that payroll service provider. If your payroll service provider says, well, let's just put it to my address to make it easier for you if we get notices from the IRS about payroll taxes, just politely refuse. This is sort of another pro tip. If you have a bookkeeper where they're handling the books, make sure that the bank statements come to you at your home address and not to the business, because sometimes, and this has happened more often than you'd think, Bookkeepers have been known, if they're engaged in fraud, have been known to get these bank statements and either change things on the bank statement or even create fictitious bank statements. Don't make that mistake. You are the one in charge of it. Make sure it comes to you directly. So that if you do get a notice that says, hey, you haven't made your payroll tax deposits or you haven't filed those returns, you can get right on it. Now, if you do get such a notice, certainly you want to talk to your payroll service provider to see if there is an issue that can't be resolved. I don't want you to assume that because you're, you know, on the hook for all this, that every time there's a notice from the IRS that something bad is going on. But you do want to take care here. The phone number to the IRS, their business line, is 800-829-4933. So if you do get a notice, certainly have your payroll service provider look into it. But I would say that if they say it's been taken care of, or it's been a little while and you're not feeling comfortable about this, I usually say give it a couple of weeks. I would then call the IRS to confirm it's been taken care of or to see if some action is being taken on it. So follow up. It's the old trust but verify statement. Now, if you unfortunately find yourself dealing with a crooked payroll service provider, then what you can do is there's a form called Form 14157 at the IRS. That form allows you to, I guess for lack of a better term, snitch on a bad payroll service provider. And you can fax that to the IRS at 1-855-889-7957, and the IRS will immediately get on it. Now, the IRS has made, a very aggressive statement about dealing with these crooked third-party payroll providers, saying, you know, we're going to nail them to the wall. But again, the IRS also makes it clear that you are responsible. So while they may go and get civil and criminal penalties assessed against these bad apples, you're still on the hook. But maybe if they can get to it sooner rather than later, there might be some recoveries that can be used to pay for the unpaid payroll taxes. Now, you're not off the hook for any taxes, interest, and penalties. And in fact, if your company doesn't have enough money to pay those taxes and either closes or maybe has to settle it with the IRS, you personally will be on the hook. So if you're an owner of the business, you're the president, maybe some other officer in the business, and you knew that there was a liability and it wasn't getting paid, guess what? The IRS could come after you personally in some circumstances. It's a complicated topic, don't want to go too far down there, but you could be on the hook personally. So the business assets could be at risk and your personal assets, which defeats the whole purpose of having either a limited liability company or a corporation to get that protection. So just be aware, you want to keep on it. Use EFTPS so you can monitor it, and don't monitor it once every year or irregularly. Try to do it monthly, quarterly, but something consistent. You also want to make sure that if you do get any notices or other contacts from the IRS about unpaid payroll taxes, you want to contact the third-party payroll provider and say, hey, what's going on? And then you want to follow up to make sure that's been resolved. And finally, if you do find yourself dealing with a crooked payroll provider, then you want to make sure you let the IRS know so that they can handle it. So with that, be careful out there, employers. This is a time of, a difficult time for many businesses. And people, their personal lives, they're stressed out personally, physically, mentally, financially, and, people steal. It happens. And so an easy way to get money is from other, from payroll taxes. It just seems like it's an easy source of money for businesses and for crooked payroll providers. So just be careful out there. Make sure you trust who you're delegating these things to, but verify that they are indeed doing it. So with that, thank you for listening to this episode. Again, this is Tax Resolution Talk, my tax resolution podcast. And if you have any questions that you'd like to ask me about this episode or maybe about other tax matters, you can reach me at 207-502-7181 or you can email me at jwade@jdwadelaw.com. And if you're not, you know, you're not sure that you heard the number or the email right, it's in the show notes. So you all have a great day, and thank you for listening.